Welcome to the month of August. It is a new day. And in our series, the Exodus, well, this is the day they came out of Egypt, finally. And how so appropriate that we will land here on this first day of the month, the beginning of new things, 8-1. And it will be the day that we get in this series into this part of this story where they came out of Egypt. Wow. You know, I think that's significant even within itself. So let us pray and let's share today's lesson and welcome again, everybody. Father, we thank you, Lord, because the entrance of your word gives light. It brings in light. It gives understanding to the simple. We ask that light will shine into our hearts this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for these lessons that we see in the scriptures. That through these things, the power of God that we've seen, how you brought them out, we also might receive encouragement. The glory of God. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, we've been in this Exodus series and we've made it all the way through the end of chapter 12. We've seen all the signs. We've seen all the wonders. We've seen even the great and terrible plagues that God brought upon them. And even the wailing, the destruction, the slaying of the firstborn. Finally, Pharaoh was ready to thrust them out. And God gave favor. Even the fear of the people fell into the hearts of the people of Egypt concerning these children of Israel. And when they would borrow of them vessels, they gave it to them. Take everything and just leave. And so God brought them out with silver and gold. Now, it is time they're actually taking their journey out of that place. Hallelujah. And prophetically, I declare that today, the first day of this 8 month, these numbers 1 and 8, they have significance. You know, many people say 8, well, the beginning of new things. Well, because for many reasons, you know, after that, God rested on day 7. The next day after that would be the beginning and a new beginning. And of course, number one is always the beginning of a new series. And even in our days, as we count our calendars, you know, when complete 1 week, the 8th day is always, you know, the beginning of a new week. All right. So, new beginnings all around for us. The subject remains, let my people go that they may serve me. The reason that God is breaking us free out of hard bondage and hard servitude and giving us rest is that we may serve him. That's the reason. It's not just for us to become idle or to become complacent or to become lazy. So let's pick up this story. We're going to go through very quickly Exodus 13. Well, Exodus 14 is where we're really going. But let's pick up the story in Exodus 13. You know, the Lord would speak again to Moses after finally Pharaoh had to let them go. He had no choice. After the Lord had shown great signs and wonders and all the plagues and the destruction in the land of Egypt, you know, the people were ready to get rid of him. The Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn. Now remember, the Lord slew the firstborn of Egypt, and he redeemed all the firstborn of Israel by the blood of the firstborn of Egypt. That's right. You know, life for life, you know, God told Pharaoh, you mess with my firstborn, I'm gonna kill yours. And so the Lord has now redeemed them. Sorry, but he's saying, well, everything that is firstborn is mine, because I've redeemed them on the land of destruction. Whatever opened the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, is mine. You open the womb, you know, of man, it could be a boy child, it could be a girl child. The first that comes out of that womb, God said, is mine. Hallelujah. Because I have redeemed them unto myself by the life and the blood of all the firstborn of Egypt. That's why the Lord claimed the firstborn of Israel for himself. And even of beasts, he said, because the Lord also slew the firstborn of all the beasts and all everything in Egypt. Now, Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which ye came out of Egypt. And I say unto you by the word of the Lord today, remember this day prophetically, that the Lord has now brought you out. We've been talking throughout the month of July about the month of rest, the beginning of months. And yeah, you're stepping into that rest, that blessing, you're stepping into that victory this new month of August. Now, Moses told them, the Lord brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by the strength of hand, the Lord brought you out from this place. And today he said, look, you are going to sanctify this day and eat no leavened bread, because you came out in haste. So sanctify this day. And this day is the day you came out in the month Abib. And it shall be when the Lord shall bring you to the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day it shall be a feast unto the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coasts, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came out from Egypt. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thy hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that the Lord's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand hath the Lord brought thee out of Egypt. Now thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. And it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, as he sware unto thee and to thy fathers, and shall have given it unto thee, that thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix. That's it. And every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the males shall be the Lord's. And every firstling of an ass, you know, that thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou redeem it not, then break its neck. And all the firstborn of man and of children shall be, thou shalt redeem. And it shall be when thy son shall ask of thee in time to come, saying, why are you doing this? Well, you say unto him, by strength of hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt, the house of bondage. And it came to pass when Pharaoh would not let us go, hardly, that the Lord slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and of beast. Therefore, I sacrifice to the Lord all my firstborn as well, all that opened the matrix, being males, the Lord I redeemed, but all the firstborn of my children I redeemed. Wow. And it shall be for a token upon thy hand, and for frontlets between thine eyes, wear them like glasses. For by strength of hand, the Lord hath brought thee out of Egypt. Praise God. Now, let's see upon which wise they came out. It came to pass on this wise, that when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure when the people shall see war, they will repent and return to Egypt. So God led them about through the longer way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, because Joseph had strictly sworn the children of Israel, saying, when God shall visit you and carry you out of this place, then carry my bones with you and leave my bones here. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud. Isn't that wonderful? To lead them the way. And by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. And he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of the fire by night from before the people. Now that's how God led them out. And that's how God is going to lead you out, even into this new month. The glory of the Lord, the cloudy pillar, will be before you by day. He will show you the way. And the cloudy pillar also, it will show you, the pillar of fire also will be with you throughout your journey as you go into this next phase. Hallelujah. And it is written in the book of Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 5. It says, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon all her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all of you shall the glory of God be for a defense. The Lord will now be a defense around you. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a cover from the storm and from the rain. The Lord will hide you in his pavilion from all that the enemy will try to do. He has promised us rest, and we are entering into it. We are breaking free from that bondage and entering into something new, even on this month, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, if you think that the Lord was finished with Pharaoh and the Egyptians, oh no, not quite. Even though he brought them out, he would utterly destroy them, because yet hardened the heart of Pharaoh after he realized that the people had actually gone, that he gathered up his armies again to pursue. He should have just left this matter alone. But, you know, he pursued. But so let's read Exodus 14, and let's see what the Lord showed us here in this story. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pi Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal Zephon. Before it shall ye encamp by the sea. The Lord is setting Pharaoh up here. Stay right up against the sea. Let the sea be right behind you there, right in front of you. You know, because the Lord said Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart. Remember, the Lord hardened his heart through all those, you know, things and plagues and saga that happened in the land of Egypt. And now he's going to harden his heart again, you know, to pursue them. And he says, shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. So the Lord is going to succor in, you know, these Egyptians. You know, he instructed the children of Israel to camp over against the sea so that Pharaoh would think in his heart, well, now they are trapped. See, they can't go anywhere. The sea is right there. So what are they going to do? They can't cross the sea. I'm going to pursue after them, and I'm going to kill all of them there in the wilderness. In fact, Pharaoh was saying, well, you know, this is really good, because now we don't have to worry about burying them in the land of Egypt. I'm just going to kill them out here. So when they told the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, that the people fled, and the heart of the Pharaoh and of his servants were turned against the people, and they said in their hearts, why have we done this? That we should have let Israel go from serving us. You know, so remember, the series topic has been, let my people go, that they may serve me. But Pharaoh has said, no, you will serve us and not the Lord. But then the Lord, of course, you know, the great hand of the Lord prevailed, was heavy upon them with different plagues and all, till they would eventually let them go. But then at the end, the Lord had in their heart again. So Pharaoh made ready his chariot, took his people with him, 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Israel and all the captains over them. And the Lord had in the heart of the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. The children of Israel had gone out with a high hand by the Lord. But the Egyptians pursued after them and all their horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army. And they came up against them. They overtook them, encamping by the sea, because these people couldn't go anywhere. The sea was right there. And the Lord just caused them to be there. You know, took them in that place. There's nowhere for them to go, it seemed like, to Pharaoh. They are shut in. They are entrapped. I'm going to come upon them suddenly. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the people, children of Israel, saw afar off that the chariots and the children of Egypt marching against them, and their hearts failed them. And they said, behold, the Egyptians marched after us. They were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, why have you brought us thus to die here in the wilderness? Was it because there were no graves in Egypt? Why have you dealt so with us to carry us out of Egypt? Should have let us there. We would have at least gotten a decent burial. Now we're going to die in this wilderness. These people are going to kill us. Why have you done this with us or to us? Is not the word that we spoke to you? Is this not what we spoke unto you, that you let things be? Leave us alone when we were in Egypt to serve the Egyptians? Can you imagine? The Lord said, come out and serve me. Pharaoh said, no, you will serve the Egyptians. And even these people in their mind, they're saying, well, we were better off serving the Egyptians. That's what they thought. Because they thought for sure they are going to die today. Because now they have nowhere to turn. Because Pharaoh's army is now charging down. And you could see the fury of that army. And they said, why do you have you done this to bring us out here to die in the wilderness? But look at the response of Moses. Now, this is the lesson today. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For all the Egyptians that you see today, ye will see them again no more forever. Hallelujah. For the Lord is going to rid you finally of all these Egyptians. And he, the Lord, even the Lord, he will fight for you. And ye shall hold your peace. Therefore, fear ye not. The Lord will fight for you this day and get you victory finally over all these Egyptians. So Moses told them. But of course, people didn't believe anything, you know. And but they thought that for sure, this is it. They're going to be killed. And also the Lord said unto Moses, why are you crying out to me? Why are you all sitting in this place and crying out? Go forward! Hallelujah. I love that. Go forward. That's right. Go forward to where? They said. I mean, Pharaoh is behind us. The Red Sea is in front of us. We are trapped. And you're telling us go forward. And Moses told them, go forward into where? The Lord had a plan. He said, look, this is what you will do. Lift up now thy rod, which is in thy hand, and stretch it out over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Now remember, ladies and gentlemen, there has no such thing ever been done. You know, that anybody in any nation had ever heard of, you know, that somebody would divide the sea by just stretching a hand over it. And this Moses was a trailblazer in many aspects of his story. Here is going to be another trailblazing action, and perhaps the singular, most spectacular miracle in that Old Testament, as we saw, you know, was this parting of the Red Sea. It was just absolutely amazing how that the Lord did it. But let's picture this story in our minds. When the Lord told Moses to stretch forth his hand over the sea and divide it, he also told him that I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians and they will pursue and I will get me honor. Now, nobody actually knew how the Lord was going to do it, but the Lord told him, I'll get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts and his chariots and his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. When I should have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, chariots and his horsemen, all the people that remained in Egypt that did not follow the armies of Pharaoh, they would know that the Lord is God. These ones, of course, they're going to die and perish. You know, but all the others will also know it. Now, the angel of the Lord that had been with them, that had gone in front of them, and I stayed behind them, you know, he was there in a pillar of fire, you know, and he prevented the charging chariots because those horses, they would not dare cross that big pillar of fire. Kept them at bay, you know, animals like that, fire and so forth, always keeps them at bay. In fact, when people go out camping in the night, they set up the campfires and so forth to keep the wild animals at bay. The fire that they saw, the pillar of fire stood there rolling and fiery and so forth, and you know, flames of fire busting out and everything, and those chariots wouldn't go near. No matter how hard Pharaoh tried to drive them, they wouldn't go near. And so the Lord kept them at bay, you know, while the children of God and the children of Israel passed over the Red Sea. So the Lord said to Moses, stretch your hand over the rod over the sea. And Moses said to the people, stand still, you know, fear ye not. Fear ye not, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. What does it mean to stand still? Well, you know, just hold your position and be still. Hallelujah. And know that I am God. You know, stand right there. The Lord said to them, be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. All these Egyptians, today will be the last day that you will see them. The Lord is going to do a marvelous thing that you will see today. And it will be such as has never been known. Hallelujah. So, as the story goes or went, the people were still afraid, but Moses did that which the Lord told him to do. Now, the pillar of fire stood between the children of Israel and armies of Egypt, so that the armies of Egypt could not, their chariots and their horses could not go through. In the meantime, Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. Hallelujah. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind. It always seems like the Lord calling upon that east wind to do these kind of things. The Lord drove that sea back. In fact, it was a sight to behold when the Lord was doing it. The children of Israel looking at it and saying, my goodness, what is this? Because nobody had ever seen the sea raging like that. They'd never seen it, you know. But they saw it. They saw it. My goodness. And the waters were piled up. It seemed like, like a war, raging war on either side. Dry land appeared. These waters piled up like 15 feet or so high up. I don't know how high it was. Just piled up as far as their eye could see. And they saw the dry land and say, oh my goodness. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Because the Lord is good. Because this is what the Lord promised. He promised that he was going to deliver them by a high hand. And now they will see, you know, the finishing off of their enemies. Praise ye the Lord. And so, when the sea began to roll back through the night, the dry land appeared, and Moses told people, go forward! Hallelujah. And so now, they have to go forward, but they are still afraid in their hearts. Perhaps these waters will come crashing down upon us. And Moses and Aaron and Miriam and the rest of them, you know, say, no, don't worry about it. You know, just go forward. You know, so they went forward, every one of them, all night long. They crossed through, and the Lord, in the meantime, held the children of Egypt at bay because of the pillar of fire that stood there, you know. And even some of their chariots that were trying to charge through anyhow, God took off the wheels of the chariots. And so they couldn't go. They were just like that. You know, many of them. And it was like, wow. And they were looking at the children of Israel. They couldn't do anything. And the Lord waited. See, the Bible says that, you know, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians. That's right. You know, looked upon their hosts through the pillar of fire and the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, and they drove them heavily, so that all the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel. For the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. Now they are going to know it. And the Lord, you know, after that the children of Israel were clean passed over, the Lord said to Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea again, that the waters may return again upon the Egyptians. So the Lord, what he did was he took the chariot off. I mean, he took the pillar of fire off finally. And, you know, and then these people say, yeah, let's pursue. So they pursued, and they all went in after the children of Israel in the midst of the Red Sea, just like the children of Israel went through. They also were right there in the midst of the Red Sea, passing through on dry ground, pursuing after the children of Israel. And the Lord waited until they were right in the middle. See, there was still too much distance to the shore in front, and the gap was too far removed from their rear to quickly escape. And the Lord gave Moses this instruction, stretch your hand back over the sea. And the waters came crashing down upon the Egyptians. The waters returned, covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after the children of Israel. There remained not so much as one of them. But all the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were unto them a wall on their right hand and on their left. My goodness. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Wow. Not only did the Lord show all those plagues in the land of Egypt and continually harden the heart of Pharaoh, and in the final showdown, the firstborn of all of Egypt, Pharaoh and his people could no longer take it. They thrust out the children of Israel with goods, silver, and all the gold. The Lord brought them out. Not only that, God hardened the heart of Pharaoh again to pursue after them. And the Lord had a plan. And Pharaoh, when he was coming and looking at them, he would think in his heart, I got you right where I want you. Moses, he would think in his heart, this man, your God, you know, Pharaoh was a great, you know, military general, you know, a military genius, actually. And then, you know, he would think, your God is a poor general. He has no battle plans. Why would he bring you up against the sea here? You have no place to go. I got you right where I want you. Yeah, but the Lord always has one more move. When Pharaoh thought, yeah, finally I got them where I want them, the Lord said, well, we'll see about that. And when he suckered them in, God always has one more move. Now, when the enemy thinks he got you, you lost this, you lost that, and so forth, and it seemed as if, you know, you will not have rest through the month of July. We've been talking about it. You know, finally, we're crossing, you know, into this new month, and the Lord is saying, look, it's a beginning of a new thing. But the enemy would like to still pursue, so the Lord is going to have to finish him off. That's right. And when the enemy said, look, you know, I got you, the Lord said, I've got one more move. And God always has one more move. See, there's always one more move. As long as God is in that situation, it is not over yet. And no matter what the enemy is breathing, cruelty and evil and all kinds of things coming out of his mouth, thinking that he's ready to devour, the Lord has one ace up his sleeve that he's going to pull out. And when he waited until all the Egyptians were in the middle of the Red Sea, he pulled out that ace, brought the water crashing down upon them, killed all of them, destroyed them all. And you know, some scoffers and mockers, I've heard them say, you know, that, well, you know, it really wasn't any miracle that they passed through the Red Sea, because, you know, that place where they passed was very shallow. They just kind of waded through. It really wasn't any big miracle. I've heard that said. To the which the answer is, well, one, if the children of Israel passed through and the waters were only ankle deep, it wasn't really any big miracle. Well, why this is a great thing, that ankle deep water would return and swallow up the Egyptians. So for those that thought, well, you know, it really wasn't anything, you know, they just found a shallow, you know, people always try to discredit the miracles of God. They found one shallow area of the sea, they said, to pass through. Well, the Lord also said, well, if it was that shallow, how come the Egyptians drowned in that water if it was only ankle deep? So, there you have it. It was indeed the depths of the sea that they passed through. And the waters that piled up on either side destroy their enemies. Ladies and gentlemen, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you this day. Hallelujah. On this day, this new day, first day of this eighth month, even on this day, will the Lord show you his mighty hand over your heart bondage and the tormentors that try to keep you in servitude. So let's believe the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. Let's believe the Lord for goodness and for his mercy. Not only bring us out of Egypt, but also destroy all the enemies that will try to pursue. Praise God. So I'm going to leave that lesson there and pray over the room and declare certain things for us, for you, in this new month. Remember, the word of the Lord to us throughout the last month was the month of rest and the beginning of months, which means the Lord will start the good work there of bringing you into rest. And now we've left Egypt. Here we are. We're going to pass through the Red Sea. We must cross that Red Sea. And in that passage and through that experience, the Lord will vanquish all their enemies. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for all your people, for all of us to whom you have spoken and declared rest for us, a time of refreshing. Even as the Lord declared it for us last month, here we are. Day one of month eight, prophetically, new things beginning for us. A double witness in Numbers 8 and 1. Now, the Lord caused every one of us, every one of you, caused your head to be lifted up. Any areas where those heads were bowed, the hands were down and heavy, and so forth, the Lord will do a quick short walk now. And that's even as he did over the Egyptians. He made a quick short walk over them in that one day. And he overthrew them, overthrew their chariots. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Overthrew the horseman and his rider. And when you get to chapter 15, you will see the song, you know, that they sang after that the Lord had given them victory. He said in chapter 15, they sang this song and said, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Glory to God. The Lord is my strength and song. He's become my salvation. He is my God. And I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host has he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Even thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Hallelujah. The Lord blasted out with his nostrils and caused the waters to come down upon their enemies and to destroy them. Praise God. And Pharaoh said, I will pursue, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide his spoil. The Lord blew with the wind and the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. stretch out thy hand and the earth swallow them. And thou in thy mercy hast led forth thy people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them with strength, even unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take a hold of them. Because the Lord has given victory over to his people. May this be your song in the name of Jesus, that you see how the hand of the Lord will triumph on your behalf. Stand still, he said, and see the salvation of the Lord. Glory to God. The Lord will now finish the work that is started, and he will utterly vanquish the enemies that have been pursuing you and saying, you will not have any rest. Your burdens will be increased, your labor and all of these things, so that you will not be able to serve the Lord. The Lord said, I will break the Assyrian. That's right. The Lord will break that over your lives and give you liberty. The liberty of the sons of God are now here. Stand ye still, saith the Lord. Fear not, even on this day have I brought you out of hard bondage, and have broken the yoke of the Egyptians, and caused their burdens to be lifted off of your shoulder, and caused you to go upright, that you should not be their bondmen anymore. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise and the glory. Thank you for the goodness of the Lord that has now appeared unto us to bring us into the place of rest that God promised us. And we will now have the victory. Every one of you in the name of Jesus will now have the victory over the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. And